Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. There are about 750,000 people who live in Tucson. I want to take you on a little imaginative journey for a moment. There's been an invasion. There has been military action. The city of Tucson is being bombed. Hundreds of our neighbors have already been killed by the bombing. Entire families have died. About 250,000 of us have fled our homes into the desert with nothing except for the clothes on our back. Leaving the house, our children don't even have shoes on their feet because we had to leave so quickly because the bombs were falling. And we fled into the desert, and we fled toward Mexico, towards safety, we hoped. And the border was closed, and nobody would let us across the border. And so we are in the desert, no tent, no water, no food, no shelter. There are poisonous snakes, there are scorpions. 6 of our children have died in the last week of scorpion stings that are untreated because there is no refrigeration for the anti-venom.
This is what's going on right now in Daraa, Syria, the city close to Jordan border. Same situation, same desert, same degree, and same border too, like between two countries. My brother-in-law family, they are in the border between Syria and Jordan. They are stuck in Daraa. They are same thing, same old people. They don't have food, they don't have medicines, they don't have shelter. They tried to stay there, but the most houses right there, it's destroyed. And it was my brother-in-law house also destroyed in the town. And I was imagining, like, what about if my sister family was with them, because her husband's from Daraa. I watched a lot of videos, and most of videos was really hurting me. And the most, like, one that hurt me, that there's woman was same my mom age, and she said, I need my medicine. And she was asking people to help her to get her medicine. I direct imagine my mom, she's missing her medicine. And I know how this hurt to my mom and to me.
You know, those children with no tent and no shoes could easily be Huda's niece and nephew.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They could easily be any of our children. Daraa had been protected by a ceasefire that had been negotiated between Russia, the Syrian government, the U.S., and with the rebel groups. When Russia and Syria decided to move into Daraa and invade that territory and start bombing, the U.S. government opted not to enforce the ceasefire. So the people of Daraa feel very much that they have been abandoned by the U.S. government.
When I saw the videos and how people suffering there, I just was really upset. After that, just something come to my mind that we can do something for them, even if we cannot do something really big, but we can pray for them.
There are quite a few ways that you can find out more about what's going on right now in Daraa. It's very Googleable, D-A-R-A-A, and find out ways that you perhaps can get involved and can help to try to protect the people of Daraa. From here, we are all a family under one sky.
من هنا نحن جميعا تحت سماء واحدة.